The older generation often portrays Japan's political system as fundamentally dysfunctional, citing the LDP's near-continuous rule since 1955 as evidence. The party was out of power only during 1993 to 1996 and 2009 to 2012. T.J. Pempel and others have written about structural issues in Japanese democracy. Yet younger analysts point out that the LDP has maintained power primarily through winning elections and adapting to voter preferences, suggesting a functioning, if imperfect, democracy. Chinese scholars also reflect generational differences. Older scholars often view Japan's security evolution through the lens of historical militarism, while younger Chinese academics increasingly analyze Japan's policies through contemporary security frameworks. This shift is evident in recent Chinese academic conferences where younger scholars present more nuanced views of Japan's security policies. The practical implications became clear during alliance negotiations over collective self-defense. Different interpretations of Japan's constitutional constraints created friction between those viewing changes as dangerous precedents and those seeing necessary modernization. The recent events highlight these divisions, such as Kameto's departure from the ruling coalition in October 2025 has been interpreted differently across generations. Older scholars see democratic crisis and potential collapse of the LDP, while younger analysts view it as normal political realignment. Younger scholars bring perspectives shaped by Japan's constructive post-Cold War role. They've observed Japanese peacekeepers in Cambodia, disaster relief efforts, and extensive development assistance. When analyzing constitutional revision, they see rational responses to North Korean nuclear weapons and Chinese military modernization rather than militaristic revival. Some younger Korean scholars increasingly view Japan as a necessary security partner despite historical grievances. Even the former president Yoon Suk-yeol voiced the view that Japan's security buildup is a natural byproduct of the increasingly severe security environment. This generation interprets political figures through contemporary rather than historical lenses. While older scholars focus on Takaichi Sanai's conservative associations and visits to Yasukuni, younger analysts emphasize her potential as Japan's first female prime minister and her concrete policy proposals on economic security and demographic challenges. The evidence increasingly supports more nuanced interpretations. Japan maintains relatively low defense spending. Constitutional revision proposals focus primarily on clarifying the self-defense force's legal status. Public opinion consistently shows Japanese opposition to nuclear weapons and offensive capabilities while supporting legitimate defense needs. Mainstream Japanese society has largely internalized historical responsibility through education, museums, and public discourse. More could be done, but we must recognize a democratic society has many views, unlike one-party states that force a single narrative for political purposes. This doesn't mean abandoning all concerns. Japan faces real challenges requiring careful analysis. Demographic decline, economic stagnation, gender inequality, and regional tensions are serious. But analyzing these through outdated frameworks of inevitable militaristic revival or democratic dysfunction obscures rather than clarifies. As one Japanese diplomat recently observed, some Western analysis seems frozen in time, unable to recognize how Japan has evolved. For policymakers navigating this divide, the challenge is determining which analytical framework better explains current realities. When every defense reform is interpreted as militarism or every conservative electoral victory as democratic failure, ideological commitments may be overriding empirical observation. As Japan faces mounting regional challenges and potential leadership transitions, accurate understanding based on contemporary evidence rather than historical analogies becomes essential. The generational divide in Japanese studies will persist, but policy decisions must reflect current realities, not the ghosts of the past. Author Stephen R. Nagy, professor of politics and international studies at the International Christian University in Tokyo and concurrently a visiting fellow for the Hungarian Institute for International Affairs, IIA, and a distinguished fellow at the Corvinus Institute for Advanced Studies, CIS. He holds strategic appointments as senior fellow at the MacDonald Laurier Institute, research fellow at the Canadian Global Affairs Institute and visiting fellow at the Japan Institute for International Affairs. His expertise is further recognized through affiliations with the Institute for Security and Development Policy, the East Asia Security Center, and the Research Institute for Peace and Security. From 2017-2020, he served as Distinguished Fellow at the Asia-Pacific Foundation. His forthcoming monograph is entitled Navigating U.S.-China Strategic Competition, Japan as an International Adapter Middle Power. Link to Dr. Stephen R. Nagy website, ht/nagystephan.com/. The views expressed in this article belong only to the author and do not necessarily reflect the views of World Geostrategic Insights.